On this second Sunday after the Epiphany, our text focused around the whole emphasis of God who calls us. And so the Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel was when Samuel was a young boy and Eli, indeed the priest he was underneath, were waiting for the Lord to act in a great way. And he did. He called Samuel. But Eli perceived it better than Samuel did and heard and listened to Eli, who finally let Samuel say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." And so he had a trust in Eli's words that directed him to what the Lord indeed would call this servant Samuel to also be a great prophet. And St. Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians for us the importance of the body and how we're called out of the darkness of the sexual morality that so often is evident today and soils life so quickly that we must recognize that the body is important to God. And so the soul and body belong together, redeemed by baptism and indeed washed clean in Christ to follow Him, what is pure and good for our lives in marriage. And finally, we get to our primary text you hear for our sermon today, and that's the most exciting one, when Jesus calls Philip, and through Philip, He indeed calls Nathanael. And so we see the importance of relationships, of how God uses them in all spheres of life to allow His word to go forth. And indeed, Philip doesn't have to work so hard as much as we think today. He just says to him, "Come and see." And finally, when they arrive to see Jesus, he sees Nathanael, and his word is what takes center stage and gives indeed the gift of the Holy Spirit to indeed lead them both to the good news of trusting in Christ, who truly is, as Nathanael said, "You are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel," to which Jesus would say, "You believe me? Because I showed you such a small thing as to see your life, greater things you will see." And these things we indeed have inherited today, to see Christ in word and sacrament, to see His presence that is glorious, that the angels ascend and descend upon Him within His church, who indeed has blessed us with such bountiful goodness to call us out of darkness into His light. The Lord bless you in listening to His preached word this day as in all days that calls us to Christ and Him crucified. So let us have a prayer then, the collect for the day. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people. Grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.